chapter 6. And it came about, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took wives of any they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for he is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were Nephilim in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it sorrowed the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it grieves me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and upright in his generations, and Noah walked with God. And Noah was the father of three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted its way upon the earth. And God said to Noah, The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make an ark of gopher wood. You shall make rooms in the ark, and shall cover it with pitch inside and out. And this is the fashion which you shall make of it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the width of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window you shall make in the ark, and finish it a cubit from the top, and the door of the ark you shall set in the side of it, with lower, second, and third decks you shall make it. And behold, I will bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is on the land shall die. But with you I will establish my covenant, and you shall come into the ark, you and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with you. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shall you bring into the ark to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female. Of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, and of every creeping thing of the earth after its kind, two of every sort shall come to you to keep them alive. And take every kind of food that is eaten, and you shall gather it to yourself, and it shall be for food for you and for them. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so he did.